This is Jack Aiken with Aiken for the Truth. In concluding our discussions regarding what we can learn from the fossil record, it has been necessary to enlist many of the claims that cannot be factually supported by the fossil record. The bottom line is that with over 250,000 fossils on display and no transitional fossils that are beyond debate, the creationist presents the fossil record as that which is an embarrassment to the evolutionary theory as presented by neo-Darwinists, and that there are no transitional forms from one-celled creatures to the most complex mammals via any biological pathways that we know of. Not from one-celled to invertebrates, not from the invertebrates to the vertebrate fishes, not from the fishes to the amphibians, not from amphibians to reptiles, and not from reptiles to birds, and not from reptiles to mammals. All of these are distinct, all of them unique, all of them specially designed. As should be expected, the fossil record, as is the case with all other historical records, conform to the predictions of creationism. The Bible student must inevitably conclude, it seems, that the fossil record is part of the testimony of creation to all that this world is the result of a focused and directed mandate, and that, though fallen, it is destined to be restored along with ourselves if we are willing. So go back to the rock shops, pick up some amber or fossil fish, look for some trilobites and ammonites. But keep in mind that evolutionary claims made in the name of paleontology and sedimentary geology are seriously lacking of solid proof. And if these claims were true, such proofs should be abundant. The earth should be encrusted with them. If we do this, we will avoid being robbed of the joy that is coupled with the startling realization that all creatures, as well as their environments, were specially created by a loving, super-intelligent creator, artist, technician. With such a realization comes a tendency towards awe and thankfulness. And you and I will find ourselves in alliance with the great messianic prophet Isaiah when he published, as preserved in Isaiah 40:28, "Have you not known? Have you not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the full breadth of the earth, does not faint and does not get tired? There is no searching of his understanding." By the way, just a little further in that same book, Isaiah mysteriously speaks of one who would come centuries later, a servant, gentle, meek, God with us, Jesus Christ, coming to redeem, to buy back his own creation. And as used to introduce the book in Isaiah 1:18, extends the invitation to all, stating, "Come, let us reason together, says the Lord. Though your sins be red as scarlet, they shall be white as snow." Well, thanks for listening. Until next time, this is Jack Aiken with Aiken for the Truth.